Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today inshallah we'll have the class number 23 in the spiritual clinic, and actually it is class number 9 in the answered supplications, and class number 3 related to the answered supplication of Prophet Ayyub, and the title of the class is On Allah We Rely. Don't despair over what had eluded you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have to start with saying all praise to Allah, the most merciful. Last week we learned about the belief in Allah's decree, Al-Qada wal-Qadr. Inshallah, this week we will learn about the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree, Allah's destiny. And also we will learn about the stress in our life as part of Allah's decree. We will learn about distress from most of the verses of the Quran, inshallah. We all have to believe that in life there are hardships, disasters, and problems that happen on the earth, or happen to the individual, or to his wealth, or to his family. They all happen by the will and decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This distress is part of our worldly life test. We all are in need to learn about the laws regarding distress so that we can follow these rules of the Quran, and inshallah Allah will make for us an outlet. Let us start today with Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 22 and 23, where inshallah we will learn a very fundamental rule in regard to the belief in Allah's decree. Now we will learn. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now inshallah we'll learn about a very important Quranic rule, which I hope that every one of us learn the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this rule, because sometimes we learn some of the rules of the Quran, but in reality we don't understand the message and the wisdom and the mercy of Allah in that rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah 18, verse number 23 and 24, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. And never say of anything I shall do such and such thing tomorrow except with the saying if Allah wills. Okay, this is the rule which we need to reflect on and actually to have our time to realize it so that we will follow it in our daily life, because it is a must. You know, actually this is an order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us an order, or an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to prejudge the future or its events, because the matter is up to Allah's will, the only power in life. Okay, it is impossible for man to know what may happen in the future, because the future is controlled by Allah's will. Man has no knowledge about it. So no one can give definite judgment of tomorrow. I can't say tomorrow I will be still alive. Even yes. I can't say this. Yes. I can't say tomorrow I will meet you sisters in the masjid. I am not supposed to say this, because tomorrow is the unseen, and the unseen is up to Allah, and I don't know it. So how I can have a decision regarding an issue which I don't know it? Okay? So we must always remember that the curtains hiding the future are stretched in full, so that to hide everything beyond the present moment, actually the present moment. If one sister will tell me, Sister Mona, after 5 minutes we will be still in the class, I will tell her, I don't know. Only Allah knows. Inshallah, with the will of Allah, we will be in the classroom. But maybe we will not be in the classroom. Maybe after 1 second, you know, a hurricane will come or something will happen and we will all disappear. So after one moment, okay, or after 1 second, this is the unseen. Only Allah knows. Okay? The curtains of the unseen, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its knowledge, and Allah controls the unseen by His will. So in conclusion, human being must never say he is definitely doing something tomorrow unless attached his intention to Allah's will. Man must not make any assertion about tomorrow. This is very important. Okay, this is very important for the spirit, okay, that you are not sure of anything. You must send this message to your spirit. My spirit, I am not sure of anything. Okay, in practice, every person should think and plan as they wish. But they must always remember that Allah's will is the only effective power in life. So there are always both two possibilities for every decision, for every intention. Okay, I will here tell you all the rules, then I will give you a very clear example, inshallah. If man intends to do whatever he wants, seeking Allah's help, feeling that Allah's will is in full control of everything, this is basic. When you have intention for anything, your intention must be based on the fact that I am seeking Allah's help for that intention to be an act, and also I feel that Allah's will is in full control of everything, but still I have the right to have the intention. Okay? Then, should Allah helps him to put his decision and intention into effect, well and good. Alhamdulillah, I intended to come to the masjid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my decision and intention into effect, and I come to the masjid. Okay? But it may be also that Allah may decide something different to what He intends. Suppose I intend to come to the masjid, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me to have a phone call while I am leaving my home, that, for example, my daughter is not feeling well in the school and I have to go and pick her up. Okay? Then I should not despair or be sad that I was planning to come to the masjid, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His will was in a different direction. Okay? All matters, I must say to myself, Muna, all matters belong to Allah at the beginning and at the end. This is number one. And number two, all Allah's decree is good for the believer. Okay, this is how the believer will accept Allah's decree while, alhamdulillah, feeling relaxed, comfortable, and feeling content. Okay? We submit to Allah's will because it is beyond our knowledge. Let us have two examples, okay, of how to practice this belief in Allah's will and Allah's decree. If we have two men, okay, both of them, they applied for a job in another city. For example, in Austin. Okay, they applied for a job in Austin. Okay, because there was a job fair in Austin. Okay, and both of them living in Houston, they applied for the job. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they have an interview in Austin, okay, and they were looking forward for it. Unfortunately, when they reached the airport, they were informed about a delay for 4 hours because the weather in Austin is so bad. Okay, there are severe thunderstorms in Austin. This means that they will miss the interview, because the interview will finish by 4 o'clock. They will not be able to reach it. Okay? Both of them were not expecting that they will lose this excellent opportunity, because it was an excellent opportunity for both of them. Both of them were not expecting, you know, that, you know, they already lost, okay, that opportunity, because of the bad weather. It is not the bad weather, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of them, as we are always speaking about Muslims only, so one of them who is the Muslim by name, still Muslim, but Muslim by name, okay, not believing in Allah's decree in reality, okay, he became very upset. frustrated and angry, try to find any other way to reach Austin in time by any means. Okay? But there is no way to reach Austin. Okay? He returned home so angry with Allah's decree, saying to his wife, "It is always that Allah wants me to miss the good opportunity. Why the thunderstorm has to be severe today? Why at the time of my interview? Why I can't have my interview? Why it is always me? Why others in Austin can get the job? Those whom they are applying from Austin, they can reach the job fair and there is a possibility to have the job. Why all my dreams will never become real? I am not happy with Allah's decree." This is number one. "I don't want to pray anymore, so long Allah is always against me. I will never try to look for a job, because I am sure that Allah will never allow me to have my dreams real." Okay? So, he will say at the end, "I hate everything." So, his situation is total despair of Allah's mercy and full rejection of Allah's decree. He doesn't agree, he doesn't accept, he doesn't like Allah's decree. In conclusion, that Muslim clarified to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he doesn't believe in his decree. Okay? Because if you don't accept Allah's decree, you don't believe in Allah's decree, this is total loss and total failure in the worldly life and in the hereafter. Again, sister, this is total loss in this life and in the hereafter. Why? Because those people are always having miserable worldly life. Miserable. They are always upset, angry, frustrated, not happy. Not looking for the good side of life. Always looking for the negative side of life. Okay, everything is not with me, everything is against me. If I try anything, I will fail. I am a failure. It is the failure. You know, these are the people whom they are having actually miserable spirits. Their life is very difficult. Even if they have all, you know, the enjoyment of the worldly life, you know, if they have big cars, big houses, whatever, but their spirits is in a very miserable situation because they don't accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept this from any of his slaves. Okay, we are slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not living a life to choose or not to choose. Allah said in the Quran, none has the right to choose. Okay, this is a Quranic rule. The choice is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and I must believe that all what from Allah is good for me, as we clarified in last class. Okay, so those people, they lost the worldly life because they are having miserable worldly life and they will be punished in the day of judgment. Because they don't believe in Allah's decree. Believe in Allah's decree is one of the six, basics of the belief in Islam or faith in Islam. Okay? This is number one. So, this is actually the situation of the highest percentage of the Muslims. Okay? Let us now discuss about the other Muslim who is a true believer in Allah's decree. He was also looking for a job. But he knows that nothing can be done except by Allah's will. So he realized that it is Allah's will that he will not appear in the interview in Austin. There will be no job. Okay, he realized. Okay, immediately he remembered the rules of the belief in Allah's decree. Number one, no one can change Allah's will. This rule has to be in the depths of the spirit. No one can change. Whatever situation you are living in, this is what is decreed by Allah. None on the earth can change it. Okay? So no one can change Allah's will, which is the only effective power in the worldly life. There is no other power. Number two, all Allah's decree is good for the believer. This is how the believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can live the life which is full of hardship and trials while he is still close to Allah, thankful to Allah, living a life as a test, fulfilling all his trust in life, still have a healthy spirit. The most important for the human being is to have a healthy spirit. The spirit can't be healthy except when it is in the correct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of all the mercy. How to be connected correctly and right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I am content with Allah's decree. I must be content with Allah's decree for my sake. Allah is not in need of anyone. I must be content because I believe that everything is up to Allah's will. None can change the will of Allah, and all the decree of Allah is good for the believer. I believe in this. Okay? So that man, that Muslim, the true believer, he said to himself, all praise to Allah. I am sure that Allah chooses the best for me. If Allah prevents me from reaching Austin and appearing in the interview, this means that it was not a successful trip, and I would not have the job. All praise to Allah. I will return home. I will take some rest. Then I will start looking for another job fair. This is the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge, wisdom and power. Sisters, again and again and again, why we have to learn about the belief in Allah's Lordship, which we spend more than a year to learn it? Because when I believe in Allah's Lordship and I believe that Allah is the creator, Allah is the owner, Allah knows everything, Allah controls everything, then you tell me, Sister Mona, believe in Allah, do you believe in Allah's decree? I tell you 100%. I realize everything is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is everything. Allah controls everything. Allah owns everything. Allah moves everything. So I can't believe except in Allah's decree, because Allah is the only power. I believe in it. Okay, I will clarify to you some details about it more. Okay, so we all need to remember that if Allah wills, okay, I must remember to say all the time, if Allah wills, okay, before any word related to the future. This is a Quranic rule which has a lot of benefits to the spirit. Let me, sister, again clarify to you this statement before actually it is misused by the Muslims. Okay, it is misused by the Muslims to the extent that they make this important Quranic rule to lose its meaning in the spirits of the Muslims and non-Muslims. Why? Because the Muslims now are using this word, inshallah, if Allah wills. So you tell me, Sister Mona, inshallah, are you coming next week? If I am a true believer in Allah's decree, I will be sure that I can't come except if Allah wills. So I will tell you, sister, it is by the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will send me. If Allah doesn't will, I will not come. So I believe from the depths of my spirit that it is up to Allah's will. This is the belief. With the will of Allah, I can come. Without the will of Allah, I will never come. So I will tell you, sister, if Allah wills, or I can use another statement, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am coming. Okay? This is a clarification that I believe in Allah's will. So, if all of us are believers in Allah's will, can you say any statement about something after 1 minute, except when you say, by the will of Allah? By the will of Allah, I can reach the other room. By the will of Allah, I can leave this room. By the will of Allah, I can hold this pen. By the will of Allah, I can open the Quran. Because I believe that it is the will of Allah which moves and controls everything. So I need to clarify that. By this will, acts will happen. And it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. Allah is commanding us, and never. You see how we Muslims, subhanallah, are far away from the realities of life. Far away. And because of that, most of our acts are not done. Because Allah said never. Never say, I shall do. Because you can't do. Because your will is not in function. Only Allah's will is in function. So say the truth. Say, if Allah wills, I can do. So, we Muslims have to. I can't. When you tell me any word, Sister Mona, can you look to me? I tell you, no, no. If Allah wills, I can look to you. If Allah doesn't will, I will have problem in my neck and I will not be able. You will tell me up to that extent. I tell you, yes, I must believe to that extent so that it will be the clear belief in my spirit. I can't do anything. I am just some intentions and decisions. But to have it as an action or in effect, it is only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the sake of Allah, sister, let us use this word correctly. If Allah wills, when someone tells you, Salamu alaykum, can you, before answering anything, if Allah wills. But you mean it. You mean that you believe in Allah's will. Okay? So it must be, as Allah is saying, that the language of the Muslims relates in relation to the future can't be except by starting with the statement, if Allah wills. If Allah wills. Sisters, try to learn it, try to memorize it, try to keep it in heart, so that inshallah, Allah will make your intentions to be inshallah in effect. It will be ineffective if you will not say, if Allah wills. This is number one. Number two, actually, which makes me upset, I was not actually feeling that most of the Muslims are using inshallah probably. Muslims mostly are using inshallah when they want to escape any promise. When someone will come and tell me, for example, Daniel will tell me, Sister Mona, can you give me this glass tomorrow? And I don't want to give it to him. You see, this is my intention. I don't want. What can I say to her? If I say to her no, Daniel will be upset. Okay, let me use the excuse statement. If Allah wills. Daniel, if Allah wills. But my intention is no. You see, this is unfortunately, most of the Muslims are using inshallah to escape the promises. Okay, so when Daniel come next week and tell me, Sister Mona, you didn't bring the glasses for me, I tell her, Daniel, it is not my problem. I told you, if Allah wills, and Allah doesn't will, but I hide my glass at home. This is how the Muslims are living and using inshallah. Allah will punish them strongly because they deceive one of the rules, basic rules of the belief in Allah's decree. If Allah wills. You see, I have to say it while I am believing in it. We are not supposed to use it, you know, in this wrong way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how I know about this. 20 years ago, I was a pediatric resident. And I was actually, you know, in King Faisal University. I was just first year resident. And actually they brought some, consultants from America. One of them is one of the most famous pediatric cardiologists in America. When he attended for us for the first time, he said, I am very critical. He is not Muslim. I am very critical. I want everything to be like America exactly. So one of the residents, he raised his hand and he told him, Inshallah. If Allah wills, he told him, you are a liar. In front of everyone. So, you know, I was surprised. He said, yes, he is a liar. I learned while I was in America. Muslims use, if Allah wills, to deceive others. When they are planning not to do anything, they will say, if Allah wills. Don't use this word with me at all. You see, I was so upset. This is how we confuse others about our religion. Why? Why to play with the Quran? Why to use the Quran for your own bad intentions? You want to deceive the people, then you use the Quranic laws so that none believe inshallah now, even with the Muslims. When someone will tell you, are you planning to come tomorrow? You tell her inshallah, she will tell you, please tell me the truth. Are you coming or not? Tell the truth. Don't say inshallah. We don't believe in inshallah. Why we don't believe in inshallah? Because Muslims don't believe in Allah's will. If I believe in Allah's will, I can't use something related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deceive the people. So again and again, sisters, this word inshallah is misused, misunderstood by the Muslims. Again and again, it is the cause of a lot of troubles in the life of the Muslims because they misuse it. and they don't understand it. I must believe that it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is controlling all the affairs in my life. I can't say for anything except inshallah. We Muslims must actually convey this message to everyone to the other. When I tell to Cecilia, why you didn't come at time, Cecilia, she will tell me, Sister Mona, because I didn't say inshallah. You see? But actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the reason behind this, the revelation of this verse. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned a question and he answered and he didn't say inshallah. And it doesn't happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse and he said, and never say of anything, I shall do such and such a thing tomorrow. This is to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all the Muslims. So again and again, sisters, I want you from today to revise your relation with this statement. Inshallah. بِمَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ, with the help of Allah, according to Allah's will, if Allah wills. And this statement has to be at the beginning of any word related to the future, inshallah. Okay? And if you have this belief in your spirit, number one, it will give you a lot of benefits which you can imagine it. I will clarify it to you. Number one, you will always not give any definite judgment regarding any decision or plan or anything, because it is up to Allah's will. Suppose someone proposed to my daughter, for example, and he said that tomorrow, inshallah, he said tomorrow, inshallah, I will come and bring the ring and make the celebration and everything. So my daughter will tell me, Mama, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, I am sure tomorrow will be the engagement. I will tell her, no, never. Never. There is nothing sure in our worldly life. Everything is up to Allah's will. Maybe he will show up, maybe he will not show up. Maybe he will bring the ring, maybe he will not bring the ring. Maybe we will have the agreement, maybe we will not. She will tell me, why you are complicating the issues? We know him, and he said he will come. I will tell her, but there is another factor which we are not aware of it. We don't have the knowledge. We don't have the will. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the most important factor in the future. So my daughter, be ready for all the possibilities. This is the benefit of the belief in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be ready for everything tomorrow. Maybe it will be the best engagement. Maybe there will be no engagement. We are not attached psychologically to anything in the future because we are believer in Allah's will. If you live your life with this belief, you will never have any shock in your life. Tomorrow, everything is alright. All praise to Allah. Tomorrow, nothing happened. All praise to Allah. Allah knows the best. I am a believer that Allah knows the good. I was ready psychologically. This is the most important issue for the spirit, not to have shock. Okay, because our problems in our worldly life is that we are always stuck psychologically with the events of tomorrow. And when they don't happen, okay, we become desperate, we lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we become far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because we are not true believers in Allah's will. Allah's will, the most important factor in for relation to tomorrow and future, is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows anything. So number one, you will be always having no definite judgment about tomorrow regarding any decision, any plan or any action in the future. Be ready for any possibility. It is Allah's will that controls and we don't know anything about it. Number two, be content and be reassured and have internal peace that all the matters from Allah are good for the believer. Who have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, guarantee that this engagement will be good for my daughter? Nobody has the guarantee for anything because nobody knows the good. So I must believe that only Allah knows the good. only Allah makes the good. Whatever Allah makes for me is the good. But someone will come, my sister will come and tell me, but that person was excellent. He looks very good. He is rich and he is religious and he is everything. I will tell her, do you know the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you know the unseen? She will tell me no. So I tell her, please keep silent. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided something for us, all praise to Allah. We are believer in Allah's will, and whatever Allah decreed for us is the best. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, by Allah's will, by the will of Allah, if Allah wills, Allah inshallah will replace him with someone, inshallah, good in reality as Allah knows. And I close the chapter that night and we forget it completely. Next day we start, alhamdulillah, a new day with full hope, reassurance, trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the true believer has to live the life according to the belief in Allah's will. Are we Muslims living our life according to that belief? 99% of the Muslims, no. In reality. Because we don't grow up with this belief in Allah's will. We don't grow up with uncertainty about anything. I am not certain about anything. You will tell me, but when you are not certain about everything, this will give you a feeling of insecurity. I will tell you, in the worldly life, there is no security. Who has guarantee from Allah to be alive? Not to have an accident. Not to lose his vision, or his hands, or his wealth, or... There is no security in the worldly life. Security is in the heart when it is connected with Allah, accepting His decree. This is the only way for security in the worldly life. Again, you are not supposed to be lazy or to have despair of Allah's mercy, and don't be disinterested. In the contrary, the one who believes in Allah's will, he has more strength, more confidence and reassurance that you can rely on Allah's will and mercy, and you must be sure that everything will be good because Allah is the most merciful. Again, sisters, never forget this statement. If Allah wills, made it, have it at the beginning of every statement related to the future. Now I will give you a personal advice. Actually, always tell to yourself, every night before you sleep, every night remind yourself, tell to yourself, myself, I know your limitations regarding knowledge, power and wisdom. Myself, you are very emotional, short-sighted, having little knowledge and experience in life. So, it is the greatest mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has all the knowledge, power and wisdom, to be the one to decide, plan and choose for you. All praise to Allah. Okay, myself, I am content with all that Allah chooses for me and decrees for me, even if it is opposite that you like. I am very appreciating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will be the one to get the responsibility for the decisions. Okay? So that I will not blame myself for any decision. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Suppose I tell to my daughter, that man is excellent and marry him. Okay? And I didn't tell if Allah wish or if Allah will. It is my own decision. There are some people, many people, Muslims, you know, they feel that it is our will, okay? Then when it turns that he is a very bad man, they will not feel guilty and upset, and their daughter will be lost forever. She will not be able to marry again. She lost all her life. Why? Because they depend on their own will. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the true believers, make his will to be the one effective. I want that man to marry my daughter. But, oh Allah, if you will, Alhamdulillah. Allah doesn't will, Alhamdulillah. It is the decision of Allah. He is the all-knower. He has the wisdom. Alhamdulillah, He has the knowledge. Okay, He has the power. All praise to Allah. I am out of this problem. I will not be sad because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, we have limitations in everything. Why? To have the responsibility for the decisions in life. If we don't have, you know, the knowledge and the wisdom, and the power which Allah knows. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. This is how true believers have to have the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is planning for us so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plan the best for us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows the unseen, who has the power, who has the wisdom. All praise to Allah. So we have to have opposite evaluation of what we are living our worldly life now. Whatever happens from Allah or happens in our life which is against our will, we will be against it, we will reject it, we will cry day and night, we will say to Allah, oh Allah, I am not happy with you. Okay, don't be happy. Muslims believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be source of good to all around them. I will not feel jealous for that one, or envy from this one, or angry with that one. Because the decisions are up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be always content with what Allah is doing with me. And I will live in this area. You know, contentment and acceptance of everything Allah is making for me. All praise to Allah. You will have a good heart. Alhamdulillah. Indeed, I never have the guilty feeling of wrong decisions in my life. I feel that Allah chooses the good, and I try to accept Allah's decree to accommodate with it with all the trust and hope. The most important, when you have the decisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe in it and you accept it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with a lot of trust and hope. You can't imagine it. But you must train yourself. Tell to yourself, whatever from Allah is good, point. That's it. Turn the page. Then have the hope, have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on trying again and again in every direction. No despair, no sadness, no upset, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is planning. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, it is the advice and command of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we need to remember whenever our plans are moved in different directions from what we planned. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, and there is goodness in both. Strive for what benefits you, seek help from Allah, and don't despair. If a mishap should happen to befall you, then don't say, if only I had acted such and such, it would have happened such and such. Rather say, Allah has decreed and He does what He wills. Again, what He wills. For verily, if initiates, second. You know, this is a fundamental hadith for the believer in Allah's decree. It is always in life that Allah's will be against your plans. Okay? So immediately, okay, most of the people will say, if I do this, suppose, you know, for that one who went to the airport, you know, and the weather was not good and he didn't arrive to Austin. He will say, if I travel to Austin a night before, I will not lose the job. It was my mistake that I have the aeroplane and the ticket, you know, in the same day. I will never do it. I will always, when I have an interview, to be sure that I will get the job, I will always travel a day before. Ha, 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 ha. He is thinking he can control Allah's will. None can control Allah's will. You will never have that job. Even if you move to Austin a week before and you appear in the interview, you will never get the job. The job was decreed for another person. It is not for you. That's it. You know, this is how we have to believe in Allah's decree subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to say if and if and if. Okay? And actually if is always used by the people. You know, they always try to blame themselves so that next time they will take all the precautions and everything will be in the direction which I planned for. It is never your plan. It is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the will of Allah will be in the direction of your will, inshallah everything will be as you like. If the will of Allah is not in the direction of your plan, it will be the will of Allah, and you must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the only one who knows the good. Never say if, because if initiates certain. Again, applying this hadith to the previous story, as I said, that man will be under the impression that he can try any other. If I tried anyway, I can get the job. Okay? And actually, this always leads that Satan will control his reactions. You see, this is how the meaning of if initiates a certain. You know, because he will say, if I did this, if I have the ticket a day before, everything will be alright. So why I didn't do it? So why Allah doesn't make it? So the shaitan, Satan, start to control him totally. All the time he will be living in this idea. If I did this, it will not happen. Now I will not have job. Now I will not have money. Now I will have problem. You know what will happen? You know, he will start to have more problems in his life. He will be more desperate and he will have more sadness. So never to say if. Just to say Allah has decreed and he does what he wills. Actually, this is the statement which we memorize it in Arabic. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Okay, Allah has decreed and he does what he wills. I like it, I don't like it, none of my business. Allah does what he wills. Okay, now inshaAllah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will live. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So you must say Allah has decreed and he does what he wills. Okay, قدر. It is already decreed and he does what he wills. قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Okay. Now, inshallah, I will tell you another hadith, okay, which will actually clarify to you more and more that no one can escape Allah's decree. So accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that this what Allah has decreed for you, this is the good for you, and have always hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will know another hadith on the authority of Abu Abbas Abdullah, the son of Abbas, may Allah be blessed with both of them, who said, one day I was behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to me, young man, I shall teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. And if you seek help of Allah. Know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah has already prescribed for you. And that if they gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you with something they will only harm you with something Allah had already prescribed for you. The bands have been lifted and the pages have dried. In another version, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, be mindful of Allah and you will find him before you. Get to know Allah in prosperity and he will know you in adversity. Know that what has passed you by was not going to befall you, and what has befallen you was not going to pass you by. And know that victory comes with patience, relief with affection, and ease with hardship. This is the rules of the belief in Allah's decree. Sisters, again, actually, these are not words to be memorized. This is the rules of our life. This is the rules of the belief in our life. I can't be a true believer and in this life I can't pray the five prayers with sincerity and fast the month of Ramadan and give charity and go and travel to Hajj, except when I have these rules clear in my spirit. This is the belief Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught his companions the belief and then the Quran, because the belief will support you. The belief will give you the power and the strength to keep on following the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I believe that what has passed you by, passed me by, was not going to befall me, I will never be angry or upset or sad or questioning the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or looking to the people around me and saying, why Cecilia had that, why Tawa had that, why Yasmin had that, why I don't have. You will never have it. If it bypassed you, you will never have it. You were not supposed to have it. Okay? So this is the basic, you know, fundamental strengthening power for the spirit. I can't have a strong spirit, and I can't have a balanced spirit, I can't have a content spirit, I can't have a believing spirit, except when I believe in these rules. Okay, these rules will support me, inshallah, that I will never be away from Allah. I will never lose hope in Allah. I will never stop dua, inshallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never ask people. I will never be in need of any power in life. Any power, even the greatest power, because there is no power in life except the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, inshallah, we will learn about the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree. Inshallah, we will start by reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim from Surah Hud. We will recite. Now we will recite from Surah Hud 11, verse number 123, so that inshallah we will be always have the straight at to Allah's commands as a believer in Allah's decree. Let us read first from Surah Hud, Surah 11. Surah, verse number 123. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ فَاعْبُدُهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
And to Allah belongs the Ghaib, the unseen, of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs for decision. So worship Him, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you people do.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us here that the unseen, the future, is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the affairs will return for decision. Accordingly, Allah is saying, so worship Him. Worship Him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the Muslims. And put your trust in Him. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have straight adherence to Allah's commands. So the first benefit of the belief in Allah's decree, the belief that all affairs are only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none can escape the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first benefit is the straight adherence to Allah's commands. Because all the affairs are up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever fear Allah, for of the commands of Allah, Allah will make for him an outlet from every problem. So, when you tell me, Sister Mona, why you always try to have straight adherence to Allah's commands, I will tell you, because in this life there is only Allah. Allah is the power. Allah is the will. Allah is the mercy. Allah is the owner. Allah is the controller. Allah is the knower. Allah is the one who, to him the decree is up to him. So, I must be following His commands to the maximum of my spirit. So that inshallah I will be always having, you know, the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will help me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
will help those whom they are obeying him. Allah said in the Quran, Inna Allah yudafi'u an alladhina amanu. Okay, I will give you this verse inshallah. Allah wa man yattaqi Allah yaj'al lahu makhrajan wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. This one I can give it to you. Okay, in Surah At-Talaq. Okay, I will give you Surah At-Talaq so that you always keep in mind. Whenever you are following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, as Allah said, because all the affairs return to him for his decision, okay, Allah will make for you an outlet from every problem. I will give to you now Surah At-Talaq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 65. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 4. Okay. Actually, verse number 2 and verse number 4. Okay, in verse number 2, it is at the end. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whoever, whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, how to have the will and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to help you to get an outlet from every difficulty and to be provided from sources you never imagined, when you obey the commands of Allah through fearing Allah. To fear Allah means to be away from everything which Allah prohibits, that is to say, to have straight adherence to Allah's commands. This is number one. Number two, from the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree is power and determination. You will have power and determination when doing any action, because both the cause and the effect are the result of Allah's decree. Now inshallah I will give you another Quranic rule which inshallah must give you all the time the feeling of power, determination, and hope and strength. It is in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, verse number 51. This is the rule of the believer in life. Okay? Regarding events of life. These verses of the Quran we are learning in relation to Allah's will and believing Allah's decree must be the source of the power for the believers. Power and determination. And never to lose hope. You know, because you are a believer in Allah's decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah number 9, verse number 51, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
I'll give you back to the nation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Mawla, Lord, Helper, and Protector, and in Allah let the believers put their trust.
Okay, this verse of the Quran must be the basic fundamental rule for the life of the believer. Again, sisters, this is a command. You see, the previous verse which don't do anything tomorrow except when you say, if Allah wills, it was a command. Again, this verse is a command. This is the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, which we must evaluate it very critically and sincerely, and we must live with it in our life. This is the rules of the cure and heal for the spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to say, I must say, nothing shall ever happen to me except what Allah has ordained for me. That's it. What Allah has decreed for me or ordained for me, it will happen for me. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. I relate all the events of my life only to Allah. Not to the human being. Not because my husband is upset with me, this and this and this happened. And he may do and he may not. No. No human being has any rule. It is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will happen, shall happen to me except what Allah has ordained for me. He is my Lord, my helper, my protector. Okay? When I believe that Allah is my helper, protector, and Lord, so whatever comes from Allah is the best for me. even it is opposite your plans, yes. Why? Because I don't know and Allah knows. Because I don't have power, Allah has power. Because I don't have wisdom, Allah has wisdom. Because I don't know the unseen, Allah knows the unseen. Because I am dust and Allah is everything. Finished. That's it. Alhamdulillah. Okay? So this verse actually, it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslim to say and declare that all matters and all affairs are up to Allah only. A declaration of the belief in Allah, His power and His decree. And so long all our affairs are only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah is our guardian whom we place our trust only in Him. This verse will always stimulate the feeling of comfort, relief, tranquility, power in the spirit of the believer who knows the attributes of his Lord, believes in him, obeys him, have all the trust in him, have the reliance and hope in him. A believer who is content with the decree of the guardian, the most merciful, the all-knower, the almighty. When you tell me, Sister Mona, this problem which happens to you is from, for example, so and so, that sister or that person. So I will tell you, I am not happy with this. You tell me why. I tell you because people are very selfish, people are ignorant, people are arrogant, people are not good. So they may harm me. But when you tell me, you must believe that all what is happening to you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah decreed for you. As a true believer in Allah, I know my Lord, I will tell you all praise to Allah. Now He give me all the relief, all the comfort, all the relaxation. Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the all-knower. Allah is the all-forgiving all the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closest to me more than spirit. Allah said, do supplication to me and I will answer you. Allah is coming every night to ask whoever is looking for something, He will do it for you. And He will give whoever is looking for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one giving me the provision, giving me the health. And Allah said in the Quran, and if I become sick, Allah will cure me. All praise to Allah. I accept the decree because it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So when you tell me, Sister Mona, be ready. Maybe your husband will do so and so. Or this group of sisters, they don't like you. They are planning for you so and so. I tell you, my dearest friend, I ask you to revise verse number 51 from Surah 9. Nothing can happen to me except what Allah decreed for me. Allah is the one whom I am obeying, whom I am believing in, whom I am living my life according to His way. I have all the promises from Him that He will make for me an outlet from every problem. I don't fear anyone in this life except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine, sister, that I feel that I didn't hear anything? Alhamdulillah, I only feel Allah, I only live with Allah, I only believe in Allah, I only trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human being for me are handful of dust, powerless, less than zero. Let them spoil their time to plan for me, and alhamdulillah, I never waste any second of my life regarding thinking of the human being, the powerless. I live my life with the powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you can be content with Allah's decree. This is how you can accept all Allah's decree, believing that life is a test, hardship. He wants me to be more strong. There are a lot of medications, we will learn about it now. How to live with Allah's decree while you are content in it, inshallah, from the Quran we will have, inshallah, over the next coming classes. A lot of teaching from the Quran about the medications and the cure and the healing, and actually our attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards His decree. Actually, I think here I will stop today because of the time. Inshallah, to next week we will continue to learn about the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree, and inshallah we will start to learn about Allah, the only one who can remove the distress, medicines for distress,
people attitude during distress, supplications for distress, and inshallah, let us now make the dua.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have a question. Mostly whenever I read English, they write Allah or God sometime, you know. But here in this translation, I was reading, sometime they write, he's writing Rabb, sometime he's writing Allah. What's the difference between Rabb and Allah?
Rabb is Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Rabb equal to English word Lord. The only Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the same meaning. Okay, because even in the Quran, Allah referred to himself Rabb al-Samawati wal-Ard, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And he also referred to him Allah la ilaha illahu, Allah is the only one. So it is the same, so long as you are reading from the Quran.
Yeah, that's what I was, I just looked at
most. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasures. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.